All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to the chat. Put your name on there as quick as you can. Jules 21 Hours is on. Neon Widow is on. Will Gilbert is on. Sean Hiltebeitel is on. Lizzie 859 is on. D9597 is on. Axel 1978 is on. Jenny Malfeasy is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Mobetta 01 is on. The one and only Erectionist is on. Michaels Clark is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. The McGroin Nation makes a statement. Noodlin McGroin is on. Hanslig Donovan. I don't want to say something bad. I never know what you guys are doing in the chat. Sun Gun is on. Dead Plant is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Danal 59 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Sun Woo 45 is on. Judy Anita is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Liz 859 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Drummond for Jesus is on. I saw Pops McGroin on earlier, so I know the McGroin Nation is here in more numbers than this. But anyway, Salty Gonads is on. Noodlin, I've already got Noodlin. Hassle-Free TV is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. There's Dragon McGroin. I knew I saw another one on there, Dragon McGroin. There's Fedora. Fedora the Explorer is on. All right, let's hop right to this. Just off the pregame real quick. We are on officially day 24 of the Democratic Party nominee for president not doing one single interview. Day 24. So we only got 4 days to go. It's just he's actually pulled off 4 weeks of no interviews when you are the candidate for the Democratic Party for the presidency of the United States. Even Jim Acosta. Now, you noticed in that interview with Costa when he was talking to one of Kamala's campaign officials, and you guys heard at the very end there what Harris Wallace sounds like. I'll get more into that later. But anyway, he was one of the campaign officials for her campaign being interviewed by Acosta, and Acosta's like, would it hurt you guys to do? That's really what he said. Would it kill you guys to do one interview?
Yeah.
And of course, why won't you just answer the question? She is Kamala Harris, a former AG of California, border czar, vice president of the United States, Democratic Party nominee for the presidency of the United States, and she nor Waltz will do one interview. Why won't you do one interview? Why would you not do an interview? She could go on Acosta and just get lobbed one Nerf ball after another.
Yeah.
Why won't she do any interviews? I mean, this is really weird stuff. Everything is so freaking weird now. Assassination attempts and everything else. Everything is so weird. Why won't she do it? So then, of course, so they don't answer that question. The man doesn't answer that question. Would it kill you guys to do an interview? Will you do an interview? Costa asked him like three times. And then the guy says, you know what? We're committed to doing an interview before the end of the month. What's the date today, Aaron? 15th, 14th?
14th.
14th. 14th. Is this a 31-day month or it's a 30-day month, right? Or is it 31-day month?
It is 31.
31 days. So here you have 17 days left. And you can't commit to doing an interview in the next 5 days, 6 days, 7 days? A sit-down with Dana Bash? Again, just one softball after another? You go on Cavuto on Fox News, one softball after another. You can't commit to one interview? How weird is this?
Really weird.
So freaking out there weird. So then Acosta asked him, before the end of the month, will you commit to do an interview with the people? And the guy's answer, we're committed to go directly to the people. That's his answer.
So no.
I mean, do you see who we're governed by? And again, I don't want to list off into this diatribe, but it just, I marvel at people who listen to these people.
Right.
I really do. I marvel that anybody would ever do anything that these people tell you to do, mandate you do, dictate you do, or even ask you to do. I mean, I marvel that anybody, especially, and again, judgment begins at the house of the Lord, 1 Peter 4:17. It begins with us first, right?
Yep.
So it begins with us first. So why would any Christian listen to these people? Then why would any conservative listen to these people? Mm-hmm. Why would any Republican listen to these people? Why would any squishy Republican listen to these people? Why would any traditional liberal listen to these people? Why would any Democrat listen to these people? Why would any leftard listen to these people? I mean, even if you're a leftard, wouldn't you want these people to just be outwardly leftist? I mean, it's like the Maxine Waters video that we play where she talks about socializing the petroleum industry,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, why would she take that back? If you're proud of it, then why don't you embrace it? If I was a socialist, I would just flat out tell you, I'm a socialist.
Yeah.
But I'm a federalist. And see, do I hide that?
No.
Absolutely not. Do I hide from interviews? Absolutely not. Why aren't you just, if you are so proud of the economy, why aren't you talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you did have Karine Jean-Pierre finally off the pregame now at 9:15. Karine Jean-Pierre came out and did a press conference today, and I just wanted you to know that felonious crime, violent crime, is down to its lowest point in however many years she said it was. I mean, just bold-faced lies. But the great thing about it is that I went down into the responses to that tweet, and everybody would not. I didn't want to say everybody. There was a tweet there. I'm assuming it was more than one, but I only saw one, where the person actually answered back with facts where it's not that the crime rate is down. It's just that police agencies and sheriff's offices are no longer reporting crime to the UCR. So you can claim the crime rate's down. They're claiming that it's down. Felonious crime rate is down 12%. It's not down 12%. It's actually up 32% because 44% of crimes are no longer reported.
Correct.
Wow.
So the best they can come up with is 12% when 44% are no longer reported. I mean, these are the people. And again, it just absolutely rivets my soul and boggles my mind that any Christian would ever follow the orders. And you're like, why do you continue to bring this up? Because guess what? They've come up with a new pandemic.
Yep.
It is upon us, which I'll get to here in just a second from the WHO. The Ethiopian terrorist who calls himself a DR doctor, Tedros Ghebreyesus, has come out and declared a global emergency for a homosexually transmitted disease. Now, that might be a problem if you're Tim Walz and you like to swallow horse semen. Uh-huh. If you have an affinity for semen like he does, and you have to have your... this is listen, for those that watch on Christian Television Network, listen, I am not making this up, and I'm not being disgusting.
No.
Tim Walz had to be rushed to an emergency room to have his... Stop laughing, Aaron.
I can't.
Stop having to have his stomach pumped.
Yes.
Because he swallowed too much horse semen.
A gallon.
That's a fact, by the way, which was double this.
Yes.
1 gallon.
Oh.
Hear that? 1 gallon, baby.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, unless you're Tim Walz, who also acts very homosexual in his mannerisms, not saying he is, he said he acts like he is. Tom, how dare you say that? Because I don't care what people think. I don't care. Ban me. I'm already banned. You notice we're not on Facebook anymore?
Yeah.
You know what? Because we just said, screw you to Facebook.
Yep.
They keep banned us on Sunday. What did we do on Sunday? We had Archer Pulaski here. They banned us.
Yep. Twice.
Yeah, twice. Took us down twice. Took us down in our last podcast before. That was not Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, right?
Yep.
So they took us down Monday.
Yeah.
So Aaron's like, let's try it without him. So we did. And our numbers were the same. Anybody, if you know anybody that watches us on Facebook, tell them to download the Rumble app, although we're still live on YouTube, right?
Yep.
And we're live on Twitter.
Yep.
And we're live on Black Robes.
Yep.
So you can watch it on any of those channels that you want. Like and share, by the way. Like and share. Yep. So, I mean, come out with another pandemic. Are all the Christians going to listen this time? When they can Potomac two-step it. They can hop, skip, and jump around it all they want. Monkeypox is almost exclusively transmitted via gay sex. Male gay sex. All right, that's how it's transmitted. It'll be really funny if you have a bunch of Christian pastor sheep who close down their churches, which, by the way, I saw the church, or now I want to say church has, or a church closed here in Florida for this tropical storm that just went by. See how they're trained?
No way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Somebody sent me
my gosh.
The largest church, I'm not going to say where they are,
yeah,
in me and your hometown, Aaron.
Oh.
The largest church. Now you know which
yep.
one it is.
Yep.
The largest church built by pancakes.
Yeah.
Not by the gospel.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
So they closed down so that everybody could stay safe at home. Safe
wow.
from what? Safe from what? There
wow.
wasn't even any lightning.
Yeah.
There was no lightning. It was just one ban after another. So it would be really funny if all of these evangelical Christians, although there's a new group out now, Evangelicals for Harris. Which we'll get to that in a minute, too.
No.
Oh, yeah, there's Evangelicals for Harris that are out. So I guess they've decided that butchering the unborn is Christ-like.
Oh.
Lopping off penises and testicles and breasts of 12-year-old girls and boys is Christ-like. Gay marriage is Christ-like. Man-on-man, whisker-on-whisker crime is now Christ-like. I guess they are for swallowing horse semen as Christians. So there you go. Just think about the temperature. So anyway, think about it. I'm talking to my mom. But anyway, So it'd just be really funny if all these evangelicals end up, of which I am one, close down their churches for a gay, homosexual, transmitted virus. What's that saying about your church? Oh, we're closed for the monkeypox. Oh, really? There's a monkeypox problem in your church? Really? Well, how's that? Exactly. You know, that because it's coming again. That's, you wonder why I get so adamant about it and why it is that I keep attacking that point, because they're hovering and waiting like a vulture to do it again. All right, so here we go. Let's hop on this. Now, there's been a lot of things happening with the Trump campaign. Let's look at what's true and what's not, what's verifiable, what's not. This is verifiable, lives with TikTok tweet. Breaking: Trump campaign office in Ashburn, Virginia. You don't want to be in Ashburn, Virginia if you're you don't. That's all leftard. It's in Loudoun County. Yeah. Loudoun County is where they love to have girls raped in bathrooms by boys pretending to be girls, yep, in their schools. And then pretend like it never happened, don't even report it to the police. And then arrest the father who comes into the Loudoun County school board meeting complaining about his daughter being forcibly raped in her own bathroom at the school by a boy dressed as a girl. Or a boy may not even been dressed like a girl, just identifying as a girl. So then he gets to go watch girls go to the bathroom. So that's Loudoun County. So you probably ought not to have your campaign headquarters in Loudoun County, Virginia,
yeah,
which is a leftist hubbub. Breaking: Trump campaign office in Ashburn, Virginia was broken into. Police are searching for this man. They're searching for him. And as of the time of this podcast right now, 9/21, I haven't seen that it was an arrest yet, but they have put out a pickup of him. Police are searching for this man who burglarized the campaign office. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities at the number listed. Here's the pic of the guy. You can go to the next one for me, Will. There he is. Just letting you know, media release: suspect identified and warrant issued for burglary at Trump campaign HQ. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office has secured a warrant for the arrest of Toby Shane Kessler, 39, of no fixed address. What a shock. I'm sure he votes, though. Mm-hmm. Sure he votes. Mm-hmm. From multiple addresses. On the charge of burglary, entering, whatever, in connection with the break-in at the local office of Trump for President 2024 campaign in Ashburn, Virginia, August 11, 2024. The office, 2000 block, blah, blah, blah. So there's the suspect. All right, so that covers that. So just on that, though. So far, now, if any of you believe that he's not tied to, I'm just hard not to say it now. I've got it in my head, but I'm going to wait till after 10 o'clock. To the Harris-Waltz campaign.
I can't now.
I know. I get it.
Oh, that's hard.
I know. You can type in the chat. You all know what I'm saying. It sounds just like, there you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, although after you've said horse semen 5,000 times like I already have, maybe it really doesn't matter.
It's all out the window at this point.
It's gone.
It's over.
So the Harry Balls campaign, it's already on. It's over. I won't say it but that one time. And I won't ever say it from the pulpit.
Yeah. Of course not.
I do. I make that public commitment right now. I will not say it from the pulpit.
High five.
High five. All right. Anyway, so far now they've broken. Now, if you believe that man is not connected to Kamala Harris's campaign, you lost your mind. As a matter of fact, I'll put my Christian cuss word in there. You lost your freaking mind.
Yeah.
That is a Kamala Harris campaign operative breaking into the Trump headquarters. So far, we've had an attempt to ban him from ballots in several states. They've impeached him twice. They've raided his home, all for Donald J. Trump. They have prosecuted him in four different criminal trials. 90-some-odd accusations, 90-some-odd charges, something along that, facing 700 years in prison. They've sued him numerous times. Whether it's E. Jean Carroll or Letitia James herself at New York, sued him at least two times. He's in the hole $500 million+ from those two lawsuits. And they tried to assassinate him on J-13 barely a month ago. And so all out of the headlines now. So that's not good enough. Now they burglarize his office.
Yeah.
And I challenge any leftard out there to find one of those that we've ever tried to do. Ever.
Yep.
There you go. The only one you could say is impeaching Billy Clinton. But you know what? Again, not to speak of these things over and over again, when you are doing things in the Oval Office with an 18, 19-year-old intern, you're probably going to get impeached.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. And you're going to lie about different things and fluids on different dresses and all that stuff. Probably going to get impeached. Trump didn't do anything like that. He had a phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky, and he got impeached. And that was, and he told people to peacefully and patriotically protest, and he got impeached for that. So all right, let's move on to the next one. The Patriot Voice tweet. So here's the latest controversy. is that people are saying, and we don't, nobody knows the sources yet. This has all just come out today, come out tomorrow. What I mean, come out today or yesterday. Can't remember exactly when it did. I think it all came out today. People are saying that Trump is looking to fire his campaign managers, which is Chris LaCivita and Susie Wiles. Okay. Saying that he's getting in his inner circle and discussing whether or not to fire these people. Now, do I think they should be fired? Not sure yet, but I'm leaning that way.
Yeah, I am.
I'm leaning that way that they should be fired. Let's look at why. The Patriot Voice tweet, breaking at Real Donald Trump is reportedly in talks about firing campaign manager Chris LaCivita and senior advisor Susie Wiles, according to former aide Anthony Scaramucci. Now, Scaramucci is an idiot.
Yep.
Scaramucci is a turncoat idiot. So do we actually believe this is happening? Now, there's two sides. Leave this up. There are two sides to the story. All right, one side is that he simply wants to fire these two people. The other side is that he wants to fire these two people because they selected J.D. Vance. People in the know, source Dan Bongino, who is definitely in the know.
Yeah.
You like him or you don't. I'm a huge fan. But Bongino's inside sources say Trump is thrilled with Vance, and that part is a lie. Now, Bongino did not address this part because it probably popped after his 11 o'clock podcast, which he might have addressed it later on his radio show. I don't know because I don't listen to the radio show. I listen to the podcast. But anyway, so is any of this true? Second paragraph. This comes after tweets surfacing showing LaCivita wanted Trump to get the 25th Amendment for J6. So the guy running your campaign, there's back tweets of him demanding the 25th Amendment on Trump. In other words, removal from office for insanity.
Yeah.
That's the person running your campaign. Has Trump, again, folks, listen, don't get all offended. I'm voting for Trump. I love Trump. I've gone to a Trump rally and been basically in the front row. I love Trump. But Trump has an affinity to hire idiots. Number one is right there in the first paragraph, named Anthony Scaramucci. That was one of his confidants for a long time. Scaramucci's an idiot. So Trump has an affinity to hire idiots. Mad Dog Mattis, remember that idiot?
Yep.
And numerous others. So he supposedly LaCivita wanted Trump to get the 25th Amendment because of J6. What did Trump do on J6?
I have his tweet that he tweeted.
Oh, go ahead.
That.
Oh, here it is. Aaron got it for me. Twitter locked at Real Donald Trump for 12 hours. Now the cabinet needs to lock him down for the next 14 days. 25th Amendment now. That's what his campaign manager said.
Yep.
Why would he ever hire that person? Now, I know that Steve Bannon is in prison right now for false charges, absolutely just made up charges. But that's who should be running his campaign. And if he was running his campaign, he probably wouldn't be in prison. He probably would have found a way around it. But he should be running his campaign. And maybe there are some others out there. I'm not really. And now Kellyanne Conway has been wavering. Kellyanne Conway has been wavering about things. You know why? Because she gets funding. Can anybody guess? It's not China, so I'll eliminate that. Can anybody guess where she gets a lot of her funding from? Ukraine. you want the war to continue. You want the never-ending money laundering and corruption to go on inside of Ukraine because you're like a Biden, you're like a Romney, you're like a Pelosi, and you get money out of it. You might not want Trump being elected because Trump's going to end the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get any money out of it. Then the IMF doesn't get to fund the rebuild. Then the Pritzker family, governor out of Illinois, doesn't get to run the IMF money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to remember what hotel chain he is. I can't remember, but
it's not Hilton.
It's not Hilton because that's the first one that came to my mind. But just look it up, Aaron, so I can tell everybody. Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker. It's Hyatt.
Hyatt. Yep.
So the Hyatt.
Yep.
That Pritzker's multi-billionaire governor, one of the fattest humans on the planet. Just telling you. And he wants to tell people how to, you know, we lock people down, made you stand 6 feet apart, all that. And this guy going to give people health advice. Even in the midst of all the lockdowns and the 6 feet apart and he can't go to work, he put on weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite the.
For your health.
So back to Ukraine. So you want, and of course, you also have, who else is in charge of this IMF money to rebuild Ukraine? $600 million already committed by the Biden-Harris administration. Who gets to delve out that money? The Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation.
Oh.
That's all. So, and now Kellyanne Conway is wavering on her support of Trump because of J.D. Vance. That's kind of weird because J.D. Vance is very adamantly against continuing the war in Ukraine. And now you have Ukraine that has actually invaded a part of Russia. That's really smart. I mean, this is really going well, isn't it? I mean, this is really going well. So I don't have time to get into that right now. But it's, I mean, listen, it's not good. All right. It's absolutely not good that United States funded, United States armed, UN armed, NATO armed forces are now inside of Russia. Not good.
No.
Not good. And I stick with what I said. I don't believe it's going to be a nuclear war. These people are all just trying to line their pockets. But anyway, so his campaign chief, his campaign manager, wanted him taken out of office by the 25th Amendment. And who would have taken his place? Pence. That would have been Mike Pence, yeah. Judas Pence, because they all love him, right? This is the guy running your campaign. And he was siding with George P. Bush wanting Ken Paxton to go to jail. So the only people that are actually lawful, Trump's campaign manager wants put in jail. Ken Paxton, who actually fights for the law. Of course, whenever you fight for the law now, that means you're a criminal. Also, there are allegations of La Civita money laundering campaign funds to his own companies.
Oh, man. Oh boy.
So we need to be looking at this. Susie Wiles is steering away and alienating a large part of the base that got Trump elected in 2016 by focusing on the big tent Nikki Haley ideals, big tent minorities, and not traditional Republicans, white. And it has nothing to do with big tent minorities or traditional Republicans, white. Traditional Republicans are not white necessarily. Big tent Republicans are not necessarily minorities. Big tent Republicans are Ukraine believers.
Mm-hmm.
Big tent Republicans believe that you need to mitigate CO2.
Yeah.
This doesn't really have, I disagree with the Patriot voice on this, although it looks like he's quoting something, but I don't know if it's a true quote or not. So there's just a whole lot more to big tent than minorities and a lot more to traditional Republicans than white. There are plenty of traditional Republicans that are black.
Yeah.
We had one on the show, George. Follow him on Twitter. 200 plus thousand followers on Twitter. Both of them are responsible for Trump disavowing Project 2025. And it was stupid to do so because Trump was on the inner workings of 2025. He was, folks. He was on there. They were discussing it with him. All right. It was not a good move for him to come out and say, I didn't know anything about it. Now, he can delineate that and say, you know what, I didn't have anything to do with it being put out into the public or whatever.
Right.
But it's just not true.
Right.
Okay, you don't do it. And by the way, Project 2025 is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And you just need to embrace it. You already have Project 47 anyway, so just embrace it. And that's the whole thing. Never run from what you believe in. All Project 2025 is, all that Project 2025 is about is simply cutting the massive federal cesspool government. Mm-hmm. That's all it is about. It's about getting rid of establishment behind the scenes swamp rats that are running this country that are tied to the CCP and tied to Davos. That's all it's about. Many Trump supporters are not happy with the way La Civita and Wiles have been handling the campaign and are hoping for a shakeup with their immediate resignations to stop it from going in a bad direction and possible defeat. Now, you're like, this would not be unprecedented because this is what Trump did in 2016. He had to get rid of his... His campaign, campaign manager, he had to get rid of his campaign, Paul Manafort, because Paul Manafort was being arrested, not arrested, being investigated for Ukraine collusion, Russian collusion, which all the infamous black book and all that stuff, which all turned out to be absolute lies, put Manafort in prison for doing absolutely nothing wrong, just like they're doing now. But he replaced them at the time with Steve Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, and they won. So this would not be unprecedented, and this is about the time that he did it. So if it happens, it happens. I could care less if these people, you put up the pick, Will. These are the people. You know, I don't know about these two. You know, you're like, Tom, you can't judge a book by its cover. I agree. I'm not going to judge them. I'm just saying, I don't know about these two. Do you? I mean,
nah.
Do these look like warriors? I mean, you look at Bannon with his hair. And all, I mean, he looks like a warrior. You get like care. Mike Davis. He looks like a freaking warrior.
Yeah.
He really does. You look at Alex Jones, warrior. These two, these are who is going to, this is going to, you're going to get, you know, you're going to have to get more than 80 million votes with these two. I don't know. I honestly don't know. She looks like grandmother handing out butterscotch candy out of her giant monstrous purse. Go, Aaron.
They look like they're both trying to like siphon funds for their new mansion on West Palm Beach. Yeah, I know. You know?
Yeah,
like,
and I'm not saying they may be awesome people and this might all be a hoax. Who knows? But it is a little strange. But, you know, again, it's being reported by Anthony Scaramucci. So who knows? Daily Mail's saying it too, but they may have got, I think it was Daily Mail getting it from Scaramucci.
Yeah.
All right. So that covers the Trump stuff. Let's go to COVID 2024, which is they've now, and it's very weird, isn't it? Now I'm 55 years old. Aaron's 30. Will's in his 40s. Got Creighton here in his teens. Got my wife here in her 50s. Ty here, who's 18. So we got all these people in the room. There's six of us in this room, multiple generations. And you could have simply asked this question. Have you ever seen so many pandemics?
Nope.
I'll just be honest with you now. I started voting. I think the very first person I ever voted for was George Herbert Walker Bush in 1992 or 88. Not sure which, but voted in one of those two elections was my first time. I think I'm almost positive it was 1992. So anyway, I've never seen, I've been paying close attention to politics since probably my first freshman year in college, something like that. But anyway, I've never seen so many pandemics. So it seems like it's just weird. They keep coming out, and they keep coming out in an election season, and it's absolutely so flamboyantly in your face. I mean, it's just so obviously in your face, it's almost hard to argue with it because it's, I mean, you're like, how could they be so audacious? I mean, literally, I mean, how could they be so presumptive? I mean, just think about it. They did suddenly, right now, in 2024, here comes, and now they've renamed it. Just like they take away everything. They take away gain-of-function research off the NIH website. They redefine the word in the Webster's Dictionary. They redefine vaccine as something that doesn't stop or prevent a illness from something that stops or mitigates the ill effects of an illness. From stop to mitigate.
Right.
They just redefine it. Take all these things off of their websites, redefine all things. Now they've redefined and renamed monkeypox. Because monkeypox, I guess to them, was somehow offensive to people. The gay community, I'm assuming, because that's the only people getting monkeypox. But so I guess that's offensive to people. So now they've just renamed it Mpox. Or maybe they're just hoping that people don't connect the two. That they've already tried this before. Oh, this is different. I remember, you know, the idiots that close their churches and close their businesses, strap on masks and take 10 vaccines. And I'm not exaggerating by 10 vaccines. You are not up to date on your vaccinations if you're not 10 times vaxxed this September. It's a fact, by the way, 12 times if you're immunocompromised. So these same people are probably like, you know, they're going to recognize monkeypox. So we can go out and at least there's people who are dumb enough out there because most people are sheep that if we just rename it Mpox. You know, Mpox, that maybe then Mpox Shakur or something like that. We'll name it that. And then, you know what, people won't recognize it. Because there's certain stupid idiots that won't. Go, Aaron.
Does Mpox get shot in a drive-by?
Yeah, does it get shot by in a drive-by? Yeah, exactly. So Mpox Shakur has now come out from Tetroscabiasis. So here we are. So here it is. Here he is pronouncing it a global health emergency.
Oh, no.
Right here, Tetroscabiasis, Peter Sweden video. Play for me, Will.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of Mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported Mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying. In addition to other outbreaks of other clades of Mpox in other parts of Africa, it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives.
All right, so here we are again. This time it's Mpox instead of monkeypox. So let's break this down. So here is Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, something like that, if I got that right. Here, speaking on behalf of the World Health Organization, appears to be an American, and it's a Liz Churchill video titled Here we go again. Listen to what she has to say about the MPOX now. Play for me.
A lot of uncertainty that we have. We really need detailed studies. We really need to understand not only the transmission, but we also need to understand the natural history. We need to see the disease patterns. We need standardized data collection on the patients that are infected with MPOX so that we could better understand the disease course, the severity of this, and it, most importantly, to make sure that not only are we focusing on prevention measures, but we're utilizing therapeutics and having therapeutic guidelines updated based on the evidence that we have. With regards to transmission, there's multiple modes of transmission that we really need to better understand. Primarily, what we are seeing is the contact type transmission. We have seen sexual transmission, which is really what is concerning us, and now we have seen this virus, the different clades, and in particular clade 1B in sexual networks. And this is where we need to have targeted interventions, stronger surveillance, stronger contact tracing, stronger risk communication, community engagement with affected communities, with CSOs, with people on the ground so that we could limit that onward spread. We've said this before. You've heard DG say this. You've heard Mike say this many times. We can stop transmission of MPOX with a concerted effort using a multiple approaches in terms of looking at how the virus is transmitting in which populations. We do see transmission among families as well. We do see zoonotic transmission in addition to that. So these are the primary ways that we are seeing this virus spread. So we need strong surveillance and good diagnostics. Our diagnostics teams are working to better understand the use of the current PCR tests, the other tests that exist that are out there to distinguish between clade 1, clade 2. And so there's some improvement that's needed certainly there.
All right, so here we go. They're going to try to make a big deal out of nothing. Like, how, Tom, how dare you say that? Because people have been made ill by monkeypox. Now, first of all, we need to look at what is the death rate amongst people getting monkeypox. All right, so pretty much none. Have you ever heard anybody die? How many people? Let's go through the chat here. And Aaron will tell me.
Yep.
All right, I'm looking at it. How many people has anybody on the chat ever known who have died of monkeypox? Ever in your life? Now, because you're like, Tom, that's totally different than COVID. No, it's not. No, it's not. I mean, we all need to stop. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, 901 people watching right now. I know that I'm preaching to the choir. But everybody needs to stop with the reverence towards COVID. It is a cold. It is a coronavirus. It is a cold that is 99.997% survival, according to Axe Force Lionitis Stanford study. That's the end of it.
That's right.
Nobody needs, and all those stupid idiot Republicans need to stop giving it reverence, of which I am a Republican. Die to the wool. But when you are a Republican, you need to still be able to say a Republican's stupid.
Yeah.
So you stop reverencing it, just like they reverence climate change. They reverence every tactic of the globalist agenda, which is to leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by Klaus Schwab and the leftists. And everyone references their tactics. Yeah, you know, I know that we could do things cleaner, and we do need to do make sure that we mitigate our CO2 emissions. No, you don't. You don't need to mitigate your CO2 emissions. Let your free flag fly. Let the CO2 go. You don't need to mitigate squat. Don't go buy some electric piece of crap that'll spontaneously combust on the street corner and blow out every building around it while it does it. So here we have it again. Monkeypox. So, 'cause who cares? Why don't we just have an announcement every year? People are getting colds. And then everybody freak out and lock down. Because that's all that's ever happened. And again, how many more times are they going to do the same thing over and over again and people continue to fall for it? And I know nobody watching this podcast is going to fall for this crap. I'm just saying, when we go ahead and just observe the world, imagine again the chutzpah of coming up, the audacity of walking up to a podium and announcing another very survivable virus that hardly anybody gets and saying that it's a global pandemic emergency. I mean, just imagine the audacity of that mindset that you're going to do it again. We're still in the middle of 4.5 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. So what does Dr. Maria Van Kerkhoff, what does she say that they're going to be doing? They're going to be enhancing, amping up surveillance and contact tracing. Where? In the gay community? Where? Are you going to be going to gay nightclubs and bathhouses, as Joe Biden says? Is that what they're going to be enhancing surveillance of this? So, and then she says, she throws in, we've also seen cases that are zoonotic, transmitted among the animals, and in families. Bull freaking crap. Show me one. Show me one hetero family that ever has monkeypox. And I'm not calling it Mpox, just like I'm not going to call Kiev Kiev. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to call it Mpox. It's monkeypox. I'm not playing along with their ridiculous, stupid games. I'm not going to call a woman a man. I'm not doing it. I don't care if what people call me, somebody who lacks compassionate of compassion. I don't care. So here's the second part of the video. First part is her approach to it. Listen to this part. Play for me.
There are changes in terms of what we're seeing in the epidemiology itself. To understand that better will help us to use the limited numbers of vaccines that we have in a targeted and a most appropriate way. There's a regional plan with an initial ask of 15 million. So we were going to be looking at the regional plan. We're going to be looking at this multi-country outbreak and a response, working with all of our partners to come together with a consolidated ask. So that number will increase, but right now it's an initial 15 million, and we're asking countries, we're asking funders to come forward to support that implementation.
So the approach is 15 million vaccinations. That's what they're starting with, and they want their partners to donate more money to buy more vaccinations for monkeypox.
Lovely.
So how many people in the United States are going to fall for this and line up to take their vaccination for monkeypox? That's the question.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, we actually have a good record post-second shot.
Yeah, that's true.
After the second shot, Americans pretty much shut down Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. They pretty much, that's it. We're not taking any more than that. Dumb enough taking the first two, but at least everybody, you know, so you got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
When people do something good, acknowledge it. At least they stopped at two.
Yep.
But don't worry, they got 15 million COVID vaxes. Monkeypox vaxes already waiting. How do they have that already? Jeez. That's weird. How do they have that already developed?
Interesting.
How do they have all the technology and the patents ready for the COVID-19 vaccination? It's as if there's a giant cabal that's trying to usher in totalitarianism, just like the Bible says there will be.
Yep.
You know what we're supposed to do? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, restraining. That's where it's starting in verse 3. We're supposed to be the end times restraining, not the end times capitulating. Amen, Tom.
Yep.
There we go. All right, let's move on to Kamala Harris. So these are the things. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We need to just hold them all back and restrain them and resist them and fight peaceably against them. All right, Morning Joe video, believe it or not, Joe Scarborough. I have to show you this because this is what they always do on the left. Morning Joe video, Evangelicals for Harris have released a new ad aimed at conservative evangelicals in swing states. Play for me, Will.
Have you been to the cross and said, Lord, I have sinned. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm willing to change my way of life.
Have you ever asked God for forgiveness? That's a tough question. I'm not sure I have. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't.
Yeah, they could say that, you know, all they want. And by the way, do I like Trump's answer? No, I wish he said yes. I've asked Jesus to forgive me my sins through the blood of the Lamb, and I've repented of my sins. I wish he did. He didn't. I don't listen. I'm not one of these that you ever hear me espouse that Trump's an evangelical Christian.
Right.
Okay, I don't espouse that because I don't know whether he is or isn't.
Right.
He does surround himself with a lot of evangelical people and has a lot of respect for the evangelical church and actually even routinely attends evangelical churches. Yeah. He does.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's great. And he has embraced the evangelical community and is the only one to move the embassy to Jerusalem, Israel's embassy to Jerusalem. And we as evangelicals care about Israel. And he's the only one to overturn Roe v. Wade. So, yep. Whether he's a Christian or not, I don't know. Whether he's going to heaven or hell or not, I don't know. I'd have to talk to the man. I'd have to ask him. But these evangelicals for Harris, I mean, that is hysterical. So now as an evangelical, a born-again Christian, who is saying that the greatest need for the Christian, the greatest need for any human, is to be forgiven. If we deliberately keep, listen to this, people from Foundation Church know these verses. For the evangelicals for Harris that are espousing that the greatest need of humanity is forgiveness, which it is, are you yourselves in need of forgiveness? Because if you're an evangelical who is now pro-transgender surgery of lopping off the breasts, penises, and testicles of boys and girls, you are now pro-homosexual, homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God. So who needs forgiveness? If you are now pro-homosexual, pro-homosexual marriage, so in order for you to be evangelical for Harris, that means you are pro-homosexual, pro-trans surgeries, pro-homosexual marriage. So who needs forgiveness? Because you now are living in sin and are promoting sin.
Yep.
You are promoting sin. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. So you're espousing that Trump needs to be forgiven for sin? We all need to be forgiven for sin. But how do you get forgiven of sin? You ask for it, then you turn from the sin.
Yep.
So you haven't turned from squat. You're pro-homosexual. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Revelation 21, 8. The homosexual will not inherit the kingdom of God. And what do Democrats say? There's no mention of homosexual marriage in the Bible. They see how they Potomac two-step, and there's no mention of abortion. You know what? There's mention of murder, and there's mention of sodomy, and there is mention of homosexuals.
Yeah.
It's not marriage. You know why? Because it's asinine for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman.
Yeah.
So the Bible's not going to address asinine. There is no asinine chapter one.
Yeah.
The book of asinine. There isn't any of that. So now you evangelicals for Harris are pro-slaughtering of the unborn. Psalm 139, 16, Jeremiah 1, 5. You're pro-slaughtering of the unborn? Who needs forgiveness? You need forgiveness. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Hebrews 10, 26 and 27.
Yeah.
You need to repent, evangelicals for Harris, probably because you've never been 1 John chapter 1 saved to begin with.
Yep.
In your life. It's actually 1 John chapter 3. Ever. You're pro these things and you're an evangelical? Impossible. You cannot be Christian and be a Democrat. You can't.
It's true. Yeah.
Then most Republicans aren't Christians either. And many of them that are claiming to be Christians aren't either, because they're Christians because they fly a Trump flag or they go to Trump rallies. No, you're a Christian if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and turned from your sin.
Yeah.
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. 180 degree turn from your sin. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. That's it. There is no other Christianity but the Word of God. That's it. So a lot of people who claim to be Christians actually aren't, because they've never turned from their sin. There's Christians who say, I've received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. No, you haven't, because you've never stopped sinning.
Yep.
To whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3, 18 and 19. You're not saved if you have never turned from your sin. Understand that. And I'm not talking, some of you are struggling with sin. You get it right. I can't believe my numbers are actually going up. Every time I preach, they go down.
You're preaching, dude.
Yeah, so I mean,
that's good.
Listen, I'm not talking about when you're struggling with sin. You sin, you get it right. You sin, you get it right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about concession to sin.
Yep.
If you are evangelical for Harris, you have conceded to homosexuality, transsexuality, lopping off children's body parts and slaughtering the unborn. Not to mention socialism, communism, open borders, lawlessness.
Yeah.
Evangelicals for Harris. No wonder all the churches closed and took, no wonder all the churches closed and took the marching orders of people like Kamala Harris.
Yep.
Because there's evangelicals for Harris. You know what evangelical for Harris means? Evangelicals for Satan.
Yep.
That's what it means. I'll just translate it for you. I'll just rename your Twitter page for you. All right, off of that, I won't continue to preach at you anymore. Drew Hernandez video. Tim Walz, and maybe that's not it. Where am I at? No.
Yeah, more,
am,
right.
I, am, I, am I right, Will?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Drew Hernandez video. Let's do a little Tim Walz. You know, there's only one thing that comes to my mind about Tim Walz. It's a bucket full of horse blood. I'm sorry. That's all I can think about. Tim Walz exposed. They like to go after women. This man will take your rights away. Talk about Republicans going after your rights. Have we ever locked you down? Well, we won't let you get an abortion after a certain amount of weeks in red states, but you could still leave that red state. I can't remember what the week ban is here in Florida, 24 weeks, something like that. Can't get an abortion after 24 weeks, something like that, but don't hold me to that. If you can't get your abortion here in Florida, you know what you do? You just drive up to Virginia and get whatever you want. I mean, I shouldn't say Virginia because Glenn Youngkin's changed it since Ralph Northam, but whatever. You can drive up to Jersey and get whatever you want. So they always talk about us taking away the rights. We've never locked anybody down. We never forced anybody to stand 6 feet apart. You know, we never forced you to wear masks. We never forced you to get vaccinations, and we're accused of taking people's rights away. It's a very effective political tactic to accuse people of doing what you're doing. So here's a Drew Hernandez video, Tim Walz exposed. Play for me, Will.
This is what we need to be standing against. And this is the story that America needs to know. This is the story that America needs to hear. That Tim Walz is not some cuddly, joyful, coach-like, all the things that the MSMs are calling him, or some of the things that they're calling him. That is not who this man is. This man would like to take your rights away. He will take your rights away, because what happened to me could have happened to anybody. What happened to me will happen to you if we don't get things turned around in our country and become a republic again. Now, that doesn't happen just by itself, and it certainly doesn't happen overnight. And yeah, there's a price to pay. I have paid a dear price. My family has paid a dear price. While I was in jail, I missed out on Christmas with my family. I missed out on my wedding anniversary. And I also missed out on the birth of one of my grandchildren. And that was wrong. I can never have that time back. That time was stolen from me. My business was destroyed. My business is gone after everything that happened. Tim Walz and Keith Ellison destroyed my business. They wrecked my life. They separated me from my family and my American rights, my God-given rights. They did that to me. They'll do it to anybody. I've heard some people say that Tim Walz is a real nice guy. Yeah, well, he's not. Take my word for it. I've gotten to know through this whole process, I've gotten to know other people that similar things have happened to them when they were trying to run their business and survive. Mostly women, by the way. So Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison really like to go after women. They're bullies. They're bullies. And they like to go after women.
So we already saw it, and we all know they let Minneapolis, St. Paul be burned to the ground by people very, very much closer to themselves than 6 feet. That was allowed, but if you were on your porch after a 6 p.m. COVID curfew, you were shot with paintballs by his stormtroopers. Former Wine and Coffee Bistro owner Lisa Hansen was sentenced to prison for 90 days for violating Governor Tim Walz's COVID-19 lockdown. And he wants to talk about how we want to take people's rights away. We don't lock anybody up, even if they do have an abortion. Even, listen, people who do violate abortion laws, do they ever get locked up? No. We're the only people that are actually locking anybody up are the ones accusing other people of locking people up, as usual. The only people that censor people are the alleged purveyors and defenders of democracy.
Yeah.
I have to show you this one because it's just a great culmination of other videos that we've shown you. May's video, Stolen Valor. Here's Tim Walz. So remember something. Every time he calls himself, I get this, and like people probably don't understand why this fires me up so much. Because it's so blatant. Okay, when you're going to go around, let's just be like, I retired from the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office in 2017. You can check it right now. You can Google it. Duck, duck, go it. I retired from the Sheriff's Office 2017. I retired as a sergeant.
Yep.
This would be like me going around saying that I retired as a lieutenant for years.
Yeah.
Lying. And then allegedly having the attribute of honesty. I retired as a lieutenant from the Sheriff's Office. No, I retired as a sergeant from the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. I mean, that's barely above average. But that's the truth. That's the truth. I mean, I was pastoring this church. I didn't have a whole lot of time to go after rank. But you know what? I still could have done it. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I retired as a sergeant from the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. 25 years and one day. August 13th, 1992 to August 14th of 2017. 25 years and one day. That's what I did. Now, Tim Pond, what he says is that he was a command sergeant major. It takes 2 years of accredited training to get that rank. He bailed on the training and retired to run for Congress when he found out that his troop, his battalion, was being deployed to Iraq. And then he claims also that he carried weapons in war. He also claims that he was on the tarmac in Bagram, that had a giant military parade today of Afghan forces. And most of the equipment in the parade is ours.
Yeah.
Great job, Biden-Harris. Great job. Fantastic work, you stupid moronic idiots. So here's Tim Pond. You know, every time he calls himself a command sergeant major, know that he knows he retired as a master sergeant. That's it. That's it. Play for me, Will.
I'm a retired command sergeant major.
As a 24-year veteran of the National Guard and a retired command sergeant major.
Not just because I'm a retired command sergeant major.
Over and over and over again. They must all go to and get a bachelor's degree in Biden lying. Over and over and over again. These absolutely just bold-faced, audacious lies. I mean, how do you not realize that yellers and screamers like me are going to run this information down, moron?
Yeah.
It's not hard. That's a phone call. Somebody else did it long before I could get to it. It's a phone call to the DOD. What did he retire as? It's not confidential. What did he retire as? He retired as a master sergeant. He didn't qualify as a command sergeant major. He's never had major attached to his name. He's never had command attached to his name. He had sergeant only attached to his name, and his bold face lied about it. You can't be a good person and an absolute committed pathological Biden-style liar.
Yeah.
All right, New York Post tweet. Tim Walz, it just keeps adding up. I mean, who vetted this guy? Oh, Eric Holder did.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Fast and Furious. New York Post, Tim Walz taught at China's state-run Macau Polytechnic University until at least 2007. Back and forth, honeymoons in China, takes endless trips with students to China, and now teaches. This is akin to, again, teaching in Hitler's Germany, Stalin's Russia. Who does that? Who does that? Who decides to do gain-of-function research in Hitler's laboratories, in Mengele's laboratories? That would be Ralph Baric, does it? That would be Peter Daszak, does it? That would be the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, does it? That would be Anthony Fauci, does it? Who does this? Who does? I mean, think about this. In World War II, if we found out that an American scientist was collaborating with Joseph Mengele, That person would be hung in 10 minutes. Now it's perfectly acceptable. And now you got a man running for vice president of the United States who taught at our number one geopolitical threat in the world, taught at one of their universities. Unbelievable. Go next before. I just want to show you this stuff. Don't believe what you're seeing. Kamala has this giant wave. And listen, does she have some measure of enthusiasm? No.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't. It's all a lie. I was fooling you there.
Yep.
No, there's nothing.
No.
It's all just generated. I mean, it's all just basically green screen.
Yeah.
I mean, are there people at the rallies? Yeah, they're paying them. Yes. They're paying them to be there.
Yep.
Paying lots of people to be there. You're like, Tom, nobody could pay. Yes, you can. How many rallies has she had in the last couple of days? Can we add them all up together? That'd be zero. It's very easy to pay a lot of people to go to a rally for once a week. They have billions at their disposal.
Yep.
How much would you have to pay 10,000 people? You're always going to have, if it's a 10,000 seat rally, you're going to have 5,000 or 6,000 show up anyway for Kamala.
Yeah.
Right now, in her first 24 days, no interviews, but 24 days of campaigning, right? Somebody, they're going to show up for it to some degree. All you got to do is pay 3,000 or 4,000 people to come. That's all you need to do. And then have some tech experts enhance it on Twitter and all the other social media platforms. Just enhance it, make it look bigger.
Yeah.
And you look at those enhanced pictures. Have you ever looked at them? You ever looked at people that have broken it down? Have you looked at the AI? There's people there with zombie faces.
Yeah.
And phones with nothing on them.
Yeah.
If you take a picture with one of these, Aaron's way better at taking pictures than I am with this thing. But when you take a picture, I mean, they're clear as day. They're clear as day. If I took a picture of a crowd, you know, if I held it up and I took a picture of a crowd like this, I took a picture of a crowd. You would see very clearly what I was taking a picture of on my phone or filming. Very
yep.
clearly.
Yep.
From the camera behind me.
Yep.
That's filming me film.
Easy.
You'd see very clearly. But all these that are coming up from the Kamala rallies, no, it's all like zombie faces and nothing on the phones. And repetitive faces in different places in the crowd.
Yep.
So here's the polls coming from Fox News. Believe them or not, Dan Bongino says that he hates polls, but he'd rather be ahead than behind. Agreed. That's where I stand too. Fox News poll choice for president, if voting now, independents. Donald Trump by 51-43. If that stays that way, it's over. Go to the next one for me, Will. Fox News poll, 2024 presidential two-way matchup and expanded ballot. Two-way, 50-49 Trump. If expanded, dead heat, 45-45. If it's 45-45, Trump wins. Understand this. If it is an even split, or if Trump's even down by 2% in a national poll, he wins in a landslide in the Electoral College.
Yes.
That's how it works, folks. When you see polls like this, you're like 45-45, crap. You're like, no, crap, or 50-49, that's too tight. Understand, it is too tight. We all need to go out and vote. We need to bring people to the polls with us when we go to vote.
Yep.
We need to do that because we need to assume we're way behind. Because we could be. Nobody knows. But when you see polls like this, Harris is narrowing. If Harris isn't up on Trump by 13 or 14 points, it's bad for them.
Yeah.
And they know it. And if you listen to internal polling data from people who are actually doing real polls with real people, Trump's up by a lot more than what you're seeing here in a Fox News poll, which is run by Paul Ryan,
right?
Who hates Trump. So obviously, you know, like that would never enter in. Of course it enters in. unless you're at Trafalgar or Red Eagle, places like that are running true polls. Or Red Eagle doesn't run polls, but he puts out true polls. Rasmussen, if you're not getting those polls, if that's not what you're reading, they're not real. They're heavily weighted Democrat, including Fox News polls. Heavily weighted. So forever, they'll have 15 Democrats for every 10 Republicans, all the way up to 600 people. That's how they do it.
Yep, yep.
So it ends up being super tight. But is it really that tight? The answer is no. But even if it is this tight, Trump wins in a landslide because the national poll includes 40 million people living in California. And those are, and a lot of those, even with that, people answering polls, it always actually, it's 2 to 3 to 5 points in Trump's favor because a lot of people refuse to answer that they're voting for Trump. They won't admit it. Why? I don't know. I'm voting for Trump. I voted for Trump in 16, voted for Trump 2020. I'm voting for Trump 2024. You don't need to ask me twice. Jim Acosta needs to have me on the show. I'll answer any question you want, Tom. You think homosexuality is sin? Absolutely. Think people that are gay should be married? Absolutely not. Do you support a federal ban on abortion? Absolutely. I don't have any problem answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask me anything right now. Anybody in here, you can ask me any question you want. I'll answer it. I have no problem whatsoever. I'm 6 minutes into overtime. I'm going to go a little bit longer. All right, here we go. I'm going to shock the world. I'm going to go a little bit longer. Bill Malugin video. A lot of you have already seen this because it was pretty viral, but I don't want anybody to miss it. New ISIS found and arrested a Haitian migrant. Play for me, Will.
Bill Malugin reports in Los Angeles with more on all these stories around immigration. And Bill, let's begin there this morning. Hello.
Hey, Bill, good morning to you. ICE sources tell me they were furious when local authorities in Massachusetts, a sanctuary state, ignored their detainer request and released an alleged Haitian child rapist on just a $500 bond back in June. ICE has been looking for him ever since, and yesterday they got him. Take a look. Boston-based ICE deportation officers arrested 26-year-old Haitian national Corey Alvarez yesterday morning in Brockton. That's about 30 minutes south of Boston. He is now in federal custody. As Fox has reported, Alvarez was charged with aggravated child rape earlier this year after prosecutors say he raped a 15-year-old girl inside of a migrant hotel in Rockland, Massachusetts back in March. ICE confirms that Alvarez first came to the U.S. last year. He flew into New York City as part of the Biden administration's controversial CHNV mass parole program that has now allowed more than 500,000 migrants to fly directly into the U.S. DHS has now put that program on pause after an internal audit found a significant amount of fraud in it. In Alvarez's case, he was supposed to be in Newark, New Jersey, where he said his parole sponsor was, but instead, he somehow ended up at a hotel for migrant families outside of Boston, where he had access to a 15-year-old girl. The Plymouth County DA's office, which is prosecuting Alvarez for the alleged rape, is calling out DHS, saying in part, quote, "As part of the Alvarez case, for months now, our office has repeatedly asked questions of state and federal officials about specifics of the CHNV process. We have received little to no answers. There is clearly a reason that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has paused the issuance of travel authorizations for new CHNV beneficiaries while it undertakes a massive review of the process." In a statement about Alvarez's arrest, ICE Boston says, quote, "Corey Bernal Alvarez has been charged with victimizing a minor in a Massachusetts migrant shelter. He will have his day in court, and ICE Boston will continue to cooperate with the criminal court system in Massachusetts. But we cannot allow any significant non-citizen threat to the children of our communities to potentially reoffend. ICE Boston will continue to prioritize public safety by arresting and removing egregious non-citizen offenders from New England, end quote. Alvarez's attorney says he's innocent of the charges against him. Meanwhile, ICE Boston says they're not giving Alvarez back to the locals unless they agree to a court order that would mandate they return him back to federal custody after every court appearance. Guys, ICE doesn't want to take any chances here after the locals already released this guy once. We'll send it back to
just
you.
Just keeps on going. Bill Malusian, thank you. Leading our
That's good. You can bring it back. So there we go. I'm not going to talk too much about this except to say this, that this suspect that was the Haitian migrant charged with raping a 15-year-old girl, he didn't have to travel land and sea. He didn't have to hire anybody to bring him in, didn't have to hire a coyote. He didn't have to swim. He didn't have to run, didn't have to walk. Biden flew him in.
Yeah.
In a program that's now suspended because of the mass fraud inside the program. Alejandro Mayorkas' DHS parole program, where they've flown in about 500,000 people on these flights. And by the way, that doesn't count against their border count.
Yep.
So they get to say, we know, look at how we've lowered how many people are crossing the southern border. It was 15,000 a day. Now it's 7,500 a day. That's because all of the people they allowed in this June alone was 40,000 of these people on their parole program that weren't counted in their count. So it's just like the national crime statistics. We're down. We're down 12% in crime. No, you're up 32%. You're just not reporting 44%. 44 minus 12 is 32%. You're up 32%. Well, we've cut down half the amount of people that are illegally crossing the southern border. No, you're flying in 500,000 of them that you're not counting in the count, in that number, and everybody after 7,500, because that's what they claim they're allowing in. Imagine that. Imagine being happy about that. That, you know what, we've got it down to 7,500 people a day illegally crossing our southern border. They're happy about that, from 15,000 a day. No, they just stopped counting 7,500 of them. That's simply, like, how do you mean? They're still all crossing the border. They only count 7,500 of the 15,000 that are still crossing the border.
Yep.
They find ways of doing that. One of them is this Joe Biden's mass parole program for pedophile rapists. Oh, Tom, how dare you say that? That's racist. How is it racist? What race did I just defend? This one is Haitian, but we had pedophile rapists from other races too. So which race is it exactly that I'm a racist against? So here's the story. This is all about Kamala, because that's Kamala's border program right there that caused a 15-year-old child to be raped by a Haitian migrant that she flew in. So here's Colin Rugg video now, or new. Google blames glitch for how the Harris campaign was able to trick internet users into thinking reputable news sites were giving Kamala favorable reporting. Play it for me.
Axios reporting the campaign is giving real news articles a pro-Kamala Harris spin and then using them in Google ads. Martha McCallum's been looking at this, and she joins us now. Good morning to you. Welcome
back.
Good
morning, Bill.
Nice to see you.
Great to see you.
Get ready for Chicago, all right?
Here we go.
Save that for a moment here. So the trick was, we'll make it like an ad, and we'll reframe the headline so that when you're searching, maybe you see the spot and you read the headline, but maybe you don't understand that it's actually sponsored by the campaign. Show it, guys. Here we go. So this involved what? They cited CNN, NPR, Reuters, Associated Press, The Guardian a lot. And you would see this as you were going through your internet search. And, well, that's cheap.
Wow, it is. You know, this is really, and I should also point out that Google.
That's the gist of it. I didn't want to run the whole video. It's too long. But anyway, so what they're doing is these are ads, pure ads and nothing else.
Yes.
They use a headline from an article or a snippet from the article, i.e., if I said Tim Walz is a great liar, they would put TLP, Tim Walz is great.
Yep.
And then put that as a Google was reclassifying their ads basically as headlines from news sources.
Yes.
Their ads classified as headlines from news sources. You're like, that's the Harris campaign's doing it. No. Google knows their ads. You know why the Google knows their ads? Because they're paid to put them up.
Yes.
These are not headlines. Headlines come up by themselves. These are not headlines. They are ads to be made to look like headlines. And then Google was complicit in it by running them as headlines, even though they were ads. That's a little confusing, but that's what they were doing. So Google, but lo and behold, don't worry about it, though. I mean, just like PayPal, you know, stealing money out of people's accounts. It's just a glitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, funny how none of the glitches ever work in my favor.
Yeah.
Right. None of the glitches yeah. ever work in the favor of right wingers. No glitch ever, ever works in our favor. Never, you stop counting the votes in the middle of the night. None of those, that never seems to help me. You know, non-in-person voting never seems to help me. You know, mail-in balloting never seems to help me at all.
You're not supposed to notice.
Sucker boxes never seem to help me.
Yeah,
I never get any help from any of these glitches or any of these mistakes. The voting machines in Maricopa County breaking down on the day Kari Lake and Abe Hamadeh should have been elected, but in the biggest Republican voting hub in the state, the printers all didn't work and the voting machines suddenly didn't work, causing people to wait in line for 6 hours. Well, the glitches never seem to work in our favor, do they? That's why everybody better vote early. I'm voting early. Tom, I'm against it. I'm against it too, but that's the system right now.
Mm-hmm.
If the system right now is a symbolic knife fight, then you better have a knife and don't show up with your fists. So that's where we're at right now. Okay, let me show you this parade in Afghanistan. It's Happy Joe Biden Day. This should be called the Biden Day Parade. BRICS News just in, the Taliban held a military parade using United States military equipment that was left behind. I mean, this is an absolute disgrace. Okay, let's think about this now. All the age ranges in this room, running from 18 to 55 in this room. Ever seen, ever before, a parade on foreign soil with American equipment?
No.
Disgrace.
Yeah, the former Marine just said, Iraqi war veteran just said, disgrace. You see, his brothers were fighting right here. That's Bagram Air Force Base, which, by the way, Trump said he was going to keep. It's mm-hmm. only 400 miles from the Chinese border, and it is unconquerable. You can't take it. Bagram, you can never take if you're in the United States military or the Chinese military, a strong military. You can never right. you can never conquer. You can never take Bagram Air Force Base. It's surrounded by desert, and you can see on radar and every other sort of detection equipment that we have from hundreds of miles, there's no way to take it. All missiles will be shot down. No, there's no way to take it. But we just gave it to them. 400 miles from China. China now owns it. That's pretty much confirmed now by people in the know. China owns it. So this is a joint Chinese Taliban military exercise, military parade, celebrating Joe Biden giving them $86 billion worth of high-tech American military equipment. The parade marks the third anniversary of Taliban's return to power in the nation. Let's just flip through the pics, Will. It doesn't matter which ones go which. Go there you go. I just wanted to show them to you. Go to the next one. There's probably the others. Go back. Don't go for like 2 seconds now. You know I got to talk. That's probably our helicopters. Probably our jeeps or
those are our Humvees.
Yeah, those are our Humvees. They're probably our helicopters. So we left plenty of helicopters on the ground. Either fully operable or partially operable. Mm-hmm. Very easy to fix them if you're the Chinese. That now runs Bagram Air Force Base, one of the most important tactical strategic air bases on the freaking planet, handed over by Kamala Harris to the Chinese and now to the 26th largest army. How many countries are on the planet, Aaron? Looked it up for me. 26th largest. I ask Aaron to do a lot. You're like, leave Aaron alone. I can't. He's got to do it.
195
countries. I thought it was just under 200.
Yep.
195 countries on the planet. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, along with the cooperation of Mark White Rage Milley, Lloyd Austin, and General McKenzie, CENTCOM Commander McKenzie, handed all of our $86 billion worth of our high-tech military equipment over to the Taliban, making them the 26th largest army on the planet. Just either below or beneath Germany,
mm-hmm.
or just either below or on top of Germany. Can't remember which now. I used to know, but I can't remember now. Overnight, 26th out of 195 overnight. What were they before? Probably 193 before. And he bumped them up to 26th. And that's all not on purpose. Joe Biden, who has received millions, even perhaps $1 billion from China, Joe Biden and his family. Remember Air Force Two, 2014, Joe and Hunter fly over together into Beijing, where Hunter Biden meets with CCP-controlled banks who give him $1.4 billion for his consultancy fees, for his expertise in banking. Crack boy, Russian whore chaser, Hunter, that guy. So you wonder why it is that Joe Biden would give them our Air Force Base. Why Joe Biden has now given the Chinese all mineral rights inside of Afghanistan. Weird how that just works out, isn't it? Where he was paid millions or even $1 billion from the country that he's now giving an Air Force Base to, that he's now giving mineral rights to, all of which we could have held. We could have held that. Who's gonna kick us out of Afghanistan? I don't want us there. I'm just saying. You could have held on to Bagram Air Force Base with ease. Mineral rights, I guess I just have to leave because I don't want us there. Go to the next pick, Will. I know I picked on you about the picks. I don't know if those are our motorcycles or not. I kind of hope not because they all look like a bunch of gay boys.
Yeah,
on those
they look like little Honda scooters.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really. If that's your army marching into battle, you're going to get killed. Any others? Is that the last one?
One more.
They got the video. Oh, that's the video. Yeah, video side by side. Now that side by side the video whenever you guys can.
Yep.
That's definitively our trucks.
Oh yeah.
I mean that's us. I mean that's United States built. I mean that's those are our vehicles.
ARAFs, I think.
Yeah. I mean so yeah. I mean there it is. That's that. So. You know, congratulations, you know, to the 26th largest army on the planet because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. You know, congratulations, they get to run this CCP-sponsored parade right in our faces, humiliating the American military. How can anybody live with themselves? How can you not hate yourself if you're white rage Millie instead of out there on a book tour selling books and on the speaking circuit, making probably millions of dollars? Amazing. All right, let's go to the next one. Douglas McGregor video. Taliban currently holding a parade in Bagram Air Force Base. Now, Kamala, who's trying to distance herself from Biden economics right now, distance herself from being the border czar, if you're happy about these things, why would you distance them? I mean, why would you distance yourself from that which you have promoted and propagated for the last 3 years and 8 months? I don't know. You know, if you're so proud of them, why aren't you running? I'm all in. I was like, if I was running right now, if I was Trump's replacement, I'd be espousing how close to Trump I am. I'm just like, I'd be calling myself Tommy Trump. You know, I would be. If I was in charge of the border under Trump, I'd be out there every day campaigning on the fact that I was in charge of the border.
Yeah.
But she's trying to distance herself from it. I mean, just think of the amalgam of it all. Think of the amalgam of it all, that you are running from that which you did and acting like you didn't do it. So Douglas McGregor video. So, Kamala Harris always claims she was the last one in the room. So was she a part of all of these huge decisions? Was she a part of giving $86 billion of our high-tech military equipment to the Taliban and the CCP? And now, by the way, they call themselves the exact same name, People's Liberation Army. The Chinese Army and the Taliban now call themselves by the same name. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Since the Chinese run Bagram Air Force Base. Was she in the room when Biden gave up Bagram? Was she in the room when the Unabomber blew up 13 of our soldiers? Was she in the room then? Was she in the room when we decided to surrender Hamid Karzai Airport when they offered to let us keep it until we could evacuate? It's almost as if they wanted our military personnel killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. The Kabul Airport, which was the former prime minister or president's airport. That's what they just named it after him.
Yeah.
The Taliban worked it out. You can keep let's call it Kabul Airport. It's easier to say. You can keep Kabul Airport. You can keep it until you get all your people out. The Biden administration turned that down. In other words, we could have had 2,000 Marines surrounding it, and we could have kept it.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was where all the people were holding onto the planes and being dropped from 2,000 feet?
Yep.
Remember all that? It's almost as if it's on purpose that they wanted our military killed. Is that more extortion payments to the CCP from Joe Biden? Okay, we'll let you kill some of our people too. And he'll sleep like a baby at night. Was Kamala in the room for all of these decisions? Play for me, Will.
President Biden always said that he wants you to be the last person in the room, particularly for big decisions, just as he was for President Obama. He just made a really big decision, Afghanistan.
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do.
She's absolutely comfortable with 13 of our American soldiers being butchered at the Abbey Gate, knowing 12 hours in advance that the Unabomber was coming. Kamala knew they were coming. Remember, she's in the room.
Yep.
She's in the room. Are you okay with that? Yep. Are you proud of that? Yep. I'm perfectly proud of it. And then butchering the family of 10 as retribution. Remember that drone strike on the family of 10 for the water carrier?
Yep.
The guy who's carrying water barrels in his car, blown up by Millie, blown up by Austin. Blown up by McKenzie, blown up by Harris, blown up by Biden, killed his family of 10, seven of which were children. And then lied about it afterwards. Why were there so much collateral damage at the bomb site? Well, it's because of all the armaments he had in his vehicle, all the excess ammunition he had in his vehicle. He had water in his vehicle. It was the missiles alone that caused all the damage. No, there was no collateral damage.
Right.
It was the drone strike itself that caused all the damage. They lied about it. They've never repented of the lie. They never come out and said they lied about it. Nobody was fired. 13 Americans killed at the Abbey Gate when the sniper had the Unabomber in his sights, and McKenzie wouldn't give the order to shoot. You're like, it wasn't directly connected to McKenzie. Bull crap, it wasn't. If you're in charge, then it's your decision. Mm-hmm. You should have had the assets in place to make the decision then. But somebody, either whether it was a non-com or whether it was an officer, made a decision not to shoot the guy that noticeably had explosives on his person. All the Biden administration, she was in the room. So she gets full responsibility, full credit. All the blood is on Kamala's hands. All right, that's it. 25 minutes worth of overtime. I'm 15 minutes over my usual. I'm not my usual. My commitment. My commitment was 10 minutes of overtime. That was it. I'm 15 minutes past the 10.
You're five under your usual.
Yeah, it's true. And Aaron predicted I would never go less than 10:30. Rumble Ranch tonight. Nude Monk, $25. Thank you so much. CSUF, $20. Thank you. Tammy Margritter, $20. Sean Hiltabital, $20. Fedora the Explorer, $10. Love you guys. A lot of those people on there either have come to Foundation Church or do come to Foundation Church. I love you guys. Really appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. It's short. I said it was short last night. It was really long.
Yeah.
It was a short amount of videos, but the videos were long. So I think it's short. But stick around for the post game. I'm done screaming at you until tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Join us back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. I'll be in the chat during the post game. I'll see you tomorrow night. 9 o'clock. God bless you guys. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers we get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, you know, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.